That's a good opportunity for all the countries in Europe to exchange all kind of initiatives of the position of children in cities and communities.
Why did you feel the need to found such an organization?
All countries in Europe has the obligation to follow the rights of the child, the Convention of the United Nations. And we see that there is a lot of things are to do to improve the position of children in society. And in every country, we are struggling with efforts to improve that position. And the Child Friendly Cities Network is trying to implement the UN Convention on local level. And that's the focus we have together, because the position of children in cities and communities is not always seen as a very important one because of other problems.
Children are real citizens, aren't they?
Yeah, that is one of the main lines of the convention of the UN, that children are one of the is a group of actors in the society, and you have to have special measurements on local level to give them all the opportunities they need to grow up and to live together and to feel welcome in the city they are.
In your experience, which would you say is the most child-friendly city that you know?
Yeah, that's difficult to say, because you have so many different efforts to improve the circumstances of children. Some cities are focusing on traffic lines and on the mobility of children. Some are focusing on good child care, on youth work, on participation in sport groups. It's so different how the local youth policy is made. And you cannot say there is one best child-friendly cities. It's all an ambition we have, and we have to improve the attention, and it's constantly ambition to get it better for children.
What are the themes of the conference?
This is the fifth conference, as you probably know, and we have the four themes during this conference in Florence. It's about participation, it's about the right to play, it's about poverty, and it's about assessment tools to improve the local policy.
I see with particular interest that child poverty is a new theme. Why have you decided to include it?
The European Network meets once a year, several times, and then we see the needs and the interests of all the different countries, and then we decide the themes of the next conference. And we know that in 2010, the European Year of Poverty is organized, and so it's important to have more attention of the position of the children in poverty problems, you know, because 70% of people in Europe are below the income rates. And so for children, they are more at risk when they grow up in poverty. So, and it's a big amount of children who have to cope with these problems, especially when the labor participation of parents is difficult, or the governmental intervenience are not good enough to help them in income of supporting services. And also children of single parents are more at risk. They have 32% more risk to fall out of society when they grow up in poverty. So that's the reason we think it's important to see what initiatives are taken in the different local communities to give this group of children more attention.
I would imagine there are also a lot more immigrant children who may be part of the poorer stratas of society.
Yeah, there are problems with the labor participation of their parents, and they have not enough self-esteem and other things, then it can be a more riskful group. Yes, it is. And they need to have more attention, as all national governments have to give, because of the UN Convention of the Rights of the Child.
Would you say the number of poor children is growing in cities today?
It is still growing, and it is important to follow that, not only in the year of the European Year of Poverty, like we have now in 2010. In 2011, the problem is still there. So you have to follow this problem continuously and to see which efforts local communities and national communities can take to improve the chances and the challenges for this group of children.
Tell me, do any children participate in this Congress? Are children's opinions taken into consideration?
The opinions of the children is basic for us, because we as adults always think about the good things we have to do for them. The children can say so good for their, of their own, what they need, what they want to do, that they want to join sports clubs and they don't, cannot afford it because there's no money at home for the clothes on the sports and so on. So listen to children, what they experience in their situation and what their needs are, and then you can see how you find a good balance in your efforts to improve their challenges.
Tell me, what are your personal hopes for the near future within, of course, this field?
Yeah, we hope that all kind of initiatives in countries will inspire each other and they go on the efforts, because a lot of projects are taken and they are limited in time and they have good effects on children. And we need a kind of movement in Europe to have the focus on the position of children in local policy. That's what we want with the European Network of Child-Friendly Cities, that we can really help the initiatives to exchange, to give each other inspiration. And that is one of the aims, the most important aim of this conference.
What makes you want to do what you do?
It is because I'm so angry always when the position of children is not taken seriously and that they are seen as a problem in society. And we have to see in a positive way to children. And then it's so important to have that point of approach on the agenda and to keep it there, because they are the future of everyone and you have to take them seriously. And that's one of the main ideas of the UN Convention, that children have the right to participate in society through as an actor, and that's what we want. And if people want to participate in this conference, they are welcome and they can look at our website, www.childinthecity.com.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Please, listen to children, see what they want, look at your own memories when you were a child, and then you understand more the needs of them nowadays. And yeah, that's what we all try to improve in this conference.